Listen to the audio and do the exercise. No, you can't have your ball back. A football team have threatened to sue a neighbor because he refused to give back their balls. Appledore FC have kicked 18 balls over Paul Vos's garden wall, and they are now all locked inside his shed. Gary Ford, the coach of the team, says his garden is 8 meters from the back of the goal. Some balls are bound to go over the wall, but Vos says they should learn to shoot better.
Locked out of her life. When Andy Barker from Huddersfield forgot his wife's birthday for the third year running, she decided she had had enough and locked him out of the house. Sue Barker had reminded her husband several times to book a table for a romantic meal, and she was hoping for a nice present too. Andy promised not to forget, but when the day came, it went right out of his mind. He was working late, and when he got home, the door was locked, and his suitcase with his things in it was on the doorstep. Since then, Andy has been living in a tent in the garden. He says, "I'm hoping that if I stay here for a few days, she will forgive me." Back to school for Red Face Council. Local council officials have apologized for misspelling the word grammar on a new road sign outside a school in Stockton, in northeast England. Council workers had to come back to take down the sign, which should have said Grammar School Road. Children at the school, aged between 4 and 11, immediately noticed that the sign said Grammar School and told their teacher. A spokesman for Stockton Council blamed the manufacturer for making the mistake. Our order for the sign was correct. The manufacturers got it wrong. They have offered to make us a new sign free of charge, teacher Mrs. Taylor said. If they want someone to check the spelling, I'm sure the children can help.
Builder mistaken for jumper.
A German builder is expecting a big bill after emergency services mistook him for a potential suicide jumper. When police saw the man on the roof of a five-floor building, they closed off a busy main road and called the fire brigade. They then asked negotiators to talk to Dieter Holmblatter. The negotiators tried to convince him not to jump by shouting to him, but the builder was so busy talking on the phone to his girlfriend that he didn't realize what was happening below until she asked him what the sirens were for. A police spokesman said that Dieter would be given a bill for wasting police time.